This is Tara Claiball, for now. What was your life like before you met Jesus Christ? I have known about Jesus as far back as I can remember. My granny and papaw made sure of that. Thank goodness they instilled that in me as a young child. They gave me that foundation and planted those seeds. I grew up going to church, but the older I was, the more sporadic it was. I thought I was fine because I was a good person with good morals and good values. God was always important to me, but I never gave him serious consideration to put him first above all. I always felt like something was missing and I was lost. How did you get saved and come into a relationship with Jesus Christ? It wasn't until I was a teenager that I came to know Christ, truly, and invited him into my heart. Tamara Moore, one of my dearest and closest friends, who I would listen to and ask 1,000 questions to about the Bible and church services, and we would attend together. I was in awe of her knowledge and her heart and relationship with him, and wanted it too. We were 16 years old, having a sleepover at her house, and I invited Christ into my heart. How has your life changed since you've been saved? After I was saved, life didn't change a lot. I continued to attend church here and there over the years, and I continued to feel like something was missing until recent years, when I decided to get serious about my relationship with him. And I know now that I need a daily walk and conversation with him, or three, with God. I desire to do his will now, and what I know pleases him. I want more than anything to follow his plan. Are there one or two verses that God has begun to use to direct your life? Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And Corinthians 13:4-8, love is patient, love is kind. It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails.